Thank you all for the well wishes regarding Liam, who is still struggling, frankly. And this morning, Tuesday morning, we got another lab result from the tests from his first day at the hospital, saying that he has another thing. He also has a parasite. He had two stomach bugs at the same time. And of course, he's been Googling the parasite, and he saw that in some cases it can cause lactose intolerance. Now he's afraid he's going to be lactose intolerant, which hopefully he won't be. But even if he is, it's fine. We'll figure it out. But yeah, so Liam is still sick. He's eating. He's recovering, but he's sleepy and weak and grumpy, all of which I understand. I'm at least two of those things.
Your daily Lex.
It is weird to be all out of Blueprint songs to share with you, because it means now I have to have other topics again on this podcast, which is, it's been a long time coming. So there was a small rebellion in Fiddler. Which, I mean, Fiddler really, the biggest, one of the larger frustrations has been, they don't give us a schedule. They're like, hey, we just want you to, you know, keep every Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Sunday open for us. And we'll tell you with a week's notice if we need you. But they haven't been giving us a week's notice, A. They've been telling us the week of. So on Sunday, they say, hey, here's what's needed today, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, which is not a week's notice and is not okay. And they're saying, B, just keep all those days open all the time. And we'll, then you can come. And if you're not needed, we'll let you know. And they also said, C, sometimes we might call you and not use you or barely use you, and we're sorry, but that's just how it goes. But that's not how it goes, and that's not really okay. Like, they can't just have all of my Tuesdays, Wednesdays, Thursdays, Sundays if I'm not needed. So a group of people drafted a letter to the production staff, but then it was never sent, but it got more conversation going. And eventually the musical director said, hey, I can be a go-between. I can help you guys out. Let me talk to the production team. And boy, she did. I mean, I guess she's also part of the production team, but we got a calendar for the rest of April. It includes April 31st, which is interesting because that day doesn't exist, but we have a calendar. We know who's called on which days, and they canceled all the Wednesday rehearsals for the month, saying, hey, we don't need this many rehearsals, which is true. So we'll see. A better schedule makes me happier. One person who quit the show is coming back. Sadly, it's not my kid, Sierra, because she's like, no, I'm happy to remain having quit. So there you go. So we'll see. We have our first rehearsal in a while tonight, and we'll probably go if Liam's, in a good enough place physically and mentally. I heard a joke that I keep telling just cause I liked it. It's a very stupid joke. Two thieves are robbing a liquor store, and one of them holds up a bottle to the other and says, hey, is this whiskey? And the second guy says, of course it's whiskey. We're committing a crime. So there you go. It's a good joke. My march to lose weight continues apace. Not March the month, because that month already ended. But I have been a little bit, not plateaued, but not making the progress I want. I was talking to my pal Brian about this, and he was battling it for a couple days too, where you get to a good number, and then you go up a little bit, and then you go up a little bit, and then you go down, and then you're back to that good number again. But 6 or 7 days have gone by, and it's like, what have I even been doing? I don't like when the numbers don't go in the right direction when I'm doing the work. If I've screwed up, that's one thing. But if I'm doing the right thing and counting the calories and logging the food, like, it should work. Sometimes, who knows what it means? You know, it can be a bunch of other factors. Sometimes it's like, it's really hard to track calories. It's really hard to track calories. If you're eating, you know, yogurt out of the container, you can use the calorie number on there. If you're eating a packaged thing, fine. Even I would say if I'm weighing it, right? Like if I'm scooping out my yogurt into a bowl that's on the food scale and I can know, okay, I'm eating 187 grams of this vanilla yogurt. Great. But then when you're like making recipes, it's really tough. And so I think sometimes you're just misaiming, miscalculating. And so then you eat more than you intend, but I'm not trying to eat more than I intend, but you don't want to make the other mistake either of like, well, I've calculated that this, I don't know, meatloaf is 427 calories. So just in case, let me log it as 600 calories. Cause then you could potentially not be eating enough. It's rough. It's rough. But I really think, I thought this last week too, but I really think this week I will break 200 pounds, which will be exciting because that's going to be like college now. Anyway, as I've said, I hope you're having a wonderful day and that you know you are indeed a wonderful person. Goodbye.
Lex.